President Obama was also just down south. He was making a few stops to push for his jobs bill. 63% of Americans say they like the basic ideas, but the Senate blocked the plan in its entirety and last night blocked a piece of it as well. Joining us now, our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. And you were at the Capitol for the vote last night. What happened?
It was a late night last night, Celeste. The Senate doing one of their traditional late night sessions before a recess. 50-50 was the tie on a breakout plan. We call it bite-sized on Capitol Hill. This was a carve-out of the president's jobs plan, $35 billion for teachers, firefighters, first responders, and for schools, some of the cuddliest constituencies in our politics, paid for by a 0.5%. 0.5%, half a percent increase in taxes over $1 million. Got 50 votes for, 50 votes against. He needed 60. That's blocked. And of course, that allows the president to say all Republicans voted against teachers and firefighters in favor of millionaires. There was a second jobs bill, something that's bipartisan, actually. There was a law passed under the Bush administration that federal contractors have 3% of their contract with the federal government withheld so that they don't cheat on their taxes. There used to be a tax cheat problem with federal contractors. Everybody wants it repealed. This would have repealed it. It does have bipartisan support, and Republicans tried to put it up. That failed, too, because Republicans insisted on paying for it by cutting federal spending another $30 billion.
Well, what's going on here, Todd? I mean, obviously, most Americans approve of these little bite-sized pieces, as you say, the individual pieces of the jobs bill. So is this just part of what was earlier called anything to keep Obama from getting reelected?
Well, that would be one perspective. What's going on here is politics, and Republicans call it mini stimulus. Stimulus 2. We tried the stimulus. It failed. They call it President Obama's failed stimulus. The one before, it didn't save the economy. We're not voting for another one, and we're not increasing taxes.
Of course, okay. They're wrong. I mean, it actually did prevent the economy from going into – there's an absolute consensus on that.
Among economists, but not among politicians.
Yeah, well, not among politicians.
But they're wrong, economically speaking.
Yeah. Well, what's the next piece that comes up, Todd?
The next piece is going to be tax credits for hiring veterans, but that's going to take a while because the Senate's out next week. Tax credits for businesses who hire veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan, of course, paid for by an increased tax on millionaires.
We'll see if the Republicans are going to vote against that, too. Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.